The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. And I'm just looking at this guy. It's unbelievable. I don't even know. Exactly. You know, he was all rookie first team. Guy's incredible. Zion. Everybody knows how great he is. Last year, 22.5 a game, 6.3 boards, 2.1 assists. And, you know, let's face facts. He's sickening talented. There's no getting around it. But I have to tell you, like, it's amazing to me that, you know, remember last year when he had the knee scope or whatever, and he had the surgery, he was out, he missed a lot of time, and then he came back, and then people were saying that he's out of shape, he's not in shape, and then it's hard for him to get massive burn because he's not in great shape, so he can't just stay out there and play massive minutes. So I'm sitting there watching him. I love watching the guy play like everybody else. I have no question about his game, his explosiveness, his ability to get into the paint and to get to the rim and score, just finger rolls and dunks. I mean, and kisses off the glass. Everything he shoots is within 3 feet, right? So that's a smart way to play basketball. He uses his body, powerful 300-pound body, to just annihilate people. And there's no getting around his skill. I'm not questioning his talent. All I'm telling you is that, you know, I was telling Mafia that, like, Embiid and whatever, they get nutritionists, they cut, they eat right, they do things right. Like LeBron, he spends $1 million a year taking care of his body. My point is, Zion, I don't know what he's doing, but he just looks to be, like, for me, and I could be wrong because I'm wrong 30 times a day on average. I think he's, like, 300 pounds at least. And he looks just, I mean, when he's running up the floor, it looks like there's an earthquake or something going on. Like, the whole building's moving. Like, he looks like tractor trailer, but he's like 19 or 20 years old, whatever the hell he is. And he's, you know, his future is at stake, in my opinion. What's he going to look like in 5 years? 350? Like, I don't understand how this kid, that they let him just pound food and do whatever he wants, because he looks to be, and I understand he's magnificent. I get it. That's not the conversation here. So leave that off the table. This is about, you know, you're a fat ass. What are we going to do about it? Cut it down. Let's get this guy in game shape. Now, I don't know if it's because of not playing, but they did play. They did go to the bubble. And then in the off season, which was short, what did he do? It looks like he ate pizzas. I mean, and milkshakes and hamburgers. That's what it looks like he ate. And bags of Doritos. Now, listen, I won't deny, you know, I struggle with it too. I'm, you know, I try to play at like 215 and I'm 6'3" and a half, whatever. And I'm big, but mostly it's my hips and ass, whatever. My lower body and his is like the same thing. He's got this, you know, gigantic lower body in Keister. Like I was telling you, all these other guys have it too. Doncic has it. Spider Mitchell has it. It's unbelievable to me. Like, I'm looking at their bodies because I'm always looking at guys' size and skill and everything and what they're doing on the floor in their game. And it stands out to me. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates on Sports Grid Radio overnight. Check out our YouTube page. You can watch the shows on YouTube. Just search Sports Grid Radio. We're starting on Sirius XM January 7th, channel 204. We're also on Mighty Ear 1090 in San Diego and all of Southern California. Good to have you with us tonight on the bench. So, I don't know. Like, it bothers me. Like, even though all of them are amazing players and terrific and unstoppable, like that I mentioned, Mitchell, Zion, Doncic, I will, like, Doncic, I can't get enough of. I want to watch the guy play every single night, 7 nights a week. His game is just brilliant. I think the guy sees the floor like no other. I got to tell you, that kid, I watched him play on, I think it was last night, or maybe it was, I guess it was last night when the Wizards played the Nets, right? And I watched the kid, Avdija, play, the Israeli kid for the Wizards, the Jewish kid. He played at Tel Aviv. And, you know, he went high in the draft, right? And I thought he was fantastic. Now, I don't know about you guys, but the guy played 24 minutes. He was 6 of 6 from the floor and 3 of 3 from downtown, had 4 boards and 2 dimes and 2 fouls, 15 points in 24 minutes. And he was perfect from the floor, 3 and wherever else. Perfect game. His first game in the NBA, the guy was perfect. 6 of 6. 3 of 3 from downtown. And literally, if I turned it on, I mean, I'm not even joking when I tell you, he didn't shoot any free throws. He had 4 rebounds. He had 2 assists, no steals, no blocks. 1 turnover, was a +6, and only 2 fouls. That kid, you know, they always said he was the best foreign player. And that this kid from Tel Aviv, was going to tear it up in the NBA, and everybody always laughs. And then, you know, you're just like, oh, these international players, they're soft. They don't matter. And then I watched this kid play, and he did nothing but just sneaky good stuff. Like, he got open, he made shots. When he had the ball, he made good passes, good reads, good plays. He was coming off the pick and roll. He was setting screens. He was moving without the ball really effectively and getting space and getting great shots off. That kid can flat out play.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
So many sports, so many memories, so many players, so many teams, so many great matchups, so many possibilities.
Now, are you really going to pass all that up?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. How about the Browns take the lead 35-34 after a Baker Mayfield 5-yard run on third and goal? Mayfield got out of the pocket in trouble, ran to his right and scampered into the end zone, slid home, spiked the ball off the back wall, and they take the lead on the extra point after Parker had missed one earlier. Then they get the score and two-point conversion to pull within 34-28. Now they take the lead 35-34. And I think Lamar Jackson had gone to the locker room before because McSorley was in the game for the Ravens. This comes down to about 6 minutes left, and they have to, go down the field and kick a Tucker field goal to win the game. They got that going for them. Tucker's a badass. And they just need to move down the field. Easier said than done. We'll keep our eyes on it for you. It's turned into a great game. One other note, all the fans in the dog pound are just delirious. They're all hugging, kissing, jumping up and down, high-fiving, spitting on one another with the COVID pandemic going on. So good luck getting home and staying healthy. But other than that, it was a good game. I mean, when they scored a touchdown, I saw like 90% of the people having an orgy in the stands. It was like there was absolutely negative 50-0, like 5 million below zero social distancing. I mean, literally 0.-5 billion. Is that a number? Anyway, so they're all going to get the Honda. So I wanted to say, going back just real quick to the Nets, I was looking at when I watched them, they really are loaded. Durant, Jordan, who's, obviously there for defensive purposes and banging. He had 7 boards. Kyrie had 18. Dinwiddie had 10. Joe Harris had 4. He did nothing with his new $75 million contract. Jeff Green's on this team. Torian Prince. Kurucs is a guy that can flat out play for them. He didn't do anything last night. Allen, I like. Luau Cabaret had 11. That guy can flat out play. And Shamet, who they got from, remember he was like in Clippers, then Philly or whatever. He's in Brooklyn now. He had 13 in the game and hit 3 threes in the game. All 3 of his buckets were bombs. They got a loaded team, man. They got players on that Nets team, no doubt about it. So we'll see if they can not melt down with, there's no getting around the fact that Kyrie Irving is incredible as a player, but he's a cancer. Like, who in a right mind goes on record saying we don't need Steve Nash? Fair enough. You don't need a coach. Fair enough. Okay, great. But Steve Nash is a Hall of Famer, a legend, an absolute brilliant basketball player, as good as we've ever seen, right? Like one of those great, magical, once-in-a-generation type point guard. He was absolutely phenomenal, right? How could anyone have the stones to say something bad about him, whether he'd never coached a game in his life or whatever? You cannot question that guy, his career, his game, his mind, his vision of the game. And it makes Kyrie Irving look like a jerk. Just an absolute jerk. So and then he apologizes 2 weeks later. But I'm telling you, don't tell me he's not a cancer when the guy hasn't even coached a game yet and you're talking smack about him. By the way, McSorley's still in the game, Mafia. So Lamar Jackson was not able to come back out on the field and play in this final 6.5 minutes of this game. And now you have to wonder, can McSorley get it done? They are counting on him now, and he's dropping back to pass. They're counting on this guy to make plays. His first pass was a disaster. He threw it out of bounds, but at least he didn't throw a pick. I didn't think he was, frankly, the worst quarterback I've ever seen at Penn State. I've seen worse. So I don't think he's like the most horrible quarterback I've ever watched. In fact, I think that kid that they've had playing for him this year is the worst I've ever seen. He's terrible. But, hey, they won the other day. I'll give them that. So, anyway, do you think, Mafia, that this kid can do it? 6:20 left. Do you think that they can? It's going to be third and nine at least, maybe 3rd and 10. They try to hand it off. They got nothing. Are you counting on this kid? I mean, you got to punt the ball. If they don't get a first down here, you got to punt. You cannot go for it on 4th and 10 from your own 15-yard line. I can tell you that much. They're at the 21-yard line. You cannot drop back on fourth down and not get a first down and give the Browns the ball here with, you know, 5 minutes left in the game at the Ravens 20-yard line. They're going to have to punt it away and stop Mayfield and try to get it back. But from what I'm watching right now, unless this kid throws a strike right now for a first down, I'm looking at a kid that can't get it done, that's just not going to get it done. But he does throw the strike in first down.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be the one. He's not going to be the one who's going to get this done. I think just coming in cold like this in a game like this, you know, adds a completely different dimension to that offense. I mean, when you have Lamar Jackson, you have to worry about the run. You have to worry about everything this guy does, because even if you line him up perfectly, you have a spy, you have two guys spying on him, he'll still make a miss and get 30 yards. You know, McSorley has some athleticism. He can run a little bit, but he is certainly no Lamar Jackson.
He's not going to run anywhere.
Cramps.
He's not going to run anywhere.
Cramps.
That pass he threw for the first down was also a duck. I don't know if you saw it, but it was wobbly. He threw it. It was all over. They fumble the ball, but they recover. But that ball, I don't know. They're going to say it was a fumble forward. They're not going to rule him down the first time. So they actually gained 2 yards after the fumble. Can you imagine fumbling the game away? So you're telling me Lamar Jackson is done because of cramps? What, has he got like calf cramps, leg cramps? He can't run. If you got him, they shut you down. If you're dehydrated, whatever, you know the deal. If you pull up with them cramps, you can't run.
Yeah, and obviously, like we were just talking about, that's such a huge part of his game and their game. But, I mean, that's ridiculous that at this point in the game, like, give the guy an IV on the sidelines, get him in there, something. Like, they don't have some kind of tricks they could pull out. He looked okay running to the locker room. Like, it didn't look like he was having trouble running when he got to the locker room.
But here they are getting another first down on the ground with Dobbins. So, you know what? Now they're at they're inside the Cleveland end. They're at around the 48-yard line. So now with 4 minutes left and rolling, they're, you know, get to the third. They get to the 40 and still Tucker will make it. They're like 9 yards away from Tucker winning this game, because, you know, that's this guy's lethal. He's a lethal kicker from anywhere. So they don't even have to try to score a touchdown. They just need to get Tucker in the game and give him a nice little pop.
Well, he is lethal, but they already have problems blocking. That's the reason why they're not tied right now. That's why they're losing, because an extra point was blocked when they scored their last touchdown. Tucker kicked it, and they blocked it.
Really?
Yeah.
So there you go. Well, I didn't see that. I was watching the NBA. Check out. Ooh, I like when they ball, those kids. They're running and gunning. But anyway, now they're in a perfect position running the ball down Cleveland's throat here. And the problem for the Browns is the time left. There's 3 minutes left in the game. The Ravens have the ball. They're going to get another first down. And then in about literally 5 yards, they're in Tucker land. And I still think that he's going to – you might be right. Maybe they'll block him again, but you already know if they don't block him, he can kick it from anywhere, from 55, 58 yards. He can kick a 60-yarder, that guy. He's no joke. So, and they know it. Like, the Browns on the sideline, Baker Mayfield looks like he's like, oh, no, because this is going to go down to the they're going to get another play in before the two-minute warning, but they're going to melt this clock down. It would appear to me, and at worst, kick a game-winning field goal. Try to kick it and try to win it with a field goal, at worst. But third and two, McSorley's going to run it, but it's not going to work. So now they have to kick it right now. But he fell down at the 45, and he's injured. Oh, God, his knee's injured. Now he's injured. Oh, I have seen it all. But the ball's at the 45. It'd be a 62-yard field goal. I don't even think that. Do you think he can kick a 62-yarder on the road with the slippery grass in Cleveland? We'll find out on the bench.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you, because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a disaster. The Browns on 4th and 5. Jackson comes back into the game with his leg cramps. It doesn't even matter. He looks like he's going to run for the first down. And at the last second, he throws a 44-yard bomb for a touchdown to Brown. What a play by Lamar Jackson. McSorley hurt his knee. He's done. He can't even walk. And Jackson comes in and throws a 44-yard bomb for a touchdown. And they get the 2-point conversion to boot. Oh, my God. The Browns just eat it. Oh, my God. They're down 7 now with a minute 51 left. So Baker Mayfield's going to have to go down and score a touchdown. He's got plenty of time. And they got 3 timeouts. But Brown gets free. The safety in the corner got tangled up, and Brown just roasted him and left him in diapers. What a play by Lamar Jackson. After leaving the game, he comes back in and not only converts on 4th and 5 with a touchdown bomb, but they get the 2-point conversion with Dobbins to follow that up to make it a 7-point game. You got to be kidding me that they gave up that play. Oh, my God. How do you get roasted for a 45-yard bomb? Honest to God. And then they talk about how great the Browns defense is. I mean, they gave up 42 points tonight. I mean, they're not great at anything. That's all there is to it. How do you get burned on that play? 4th and 5. They blitzed him. And this guy's too fast to be caught, even with his leg cramps. I mean, that was terrible. They just got worked. Can you believe that play, Moff?
Yeah, I think Greg Williams might have gotten a job in Cleveland, it looked like. Before the overall blitz on a guy who can escape like that, I don't know what you're thinking there. I think that was just ridiculous. I mean, especially, it's one thing if McSorley's in there, okay, call that. He's not getting away, but you know Lamar Jackson's going to do his thing. That's just stupid to give him that much room.
Oh, my God. He just threw a floater to Brown, and he caught it and ran another 25 yards into the end zone. That was a gigantic play, and he came from the locker room to do it. He was literally in the locker room, done for the night, leg cramps, the whole deal, comes wobbling out like Willis Reed and throws the game-winning strike, a 44-yard touchdown bomb, lights out. Now let's see if Mayfield can do anything. He throws a strike on first down, a huge gain. That was a beautiful pass down the left sideline. Peoples Jones caught it, I'm pretty sure. That was huge. Oh, God, what a catch with the guy all over him. That's just a brilliant catch by Peoples Jones. Good pass, even better catch up in the air with a guy draped all over him. And he's inbounds. That's legit. They're already at the Ravens 47. So they got a shot at this. There's plenty of time. Are you surprised at how great this game ended up being, Moff? This is like the best Monday night game I've seen. Back and forth.
No, this is a great game. You know, this is a division battle for sure. This is much better than this. It's been a long time. You know, you've seen like Ravens Steelers like this. You haven't seen Ravens Browns be a game this good in a long time. I mean, the last couple that I remember between these two is just them getting blown out, the Browns. So this is awesome. They're responding here, and they're showing that they're, you know, a tough team and a legit team in the playoffs, and they're going to be something that people are going to have to, you know, really put away to win. You know, it's not going to be a situation like the Ravens had. They came back. They took the lead. You figure, you know, you're up 2 touchdowns. All right, they got this now. The Browns, you know, neither of these teams is built to come back from behind. It's down 2 touchdowns. They're going to kill the Browns. No, they fought back. They got 2-point conversions. They got stops. They did what they need to do, and now we'll see if they can finish it and tie this up to send it to overtime.
Do you think they'll go for 2 to win it or go for the tie in overtime?
I think they'll go tie in overtime. I don't think you could take that chance.
They've already had the guy miss the field goal.
You know what? You never know. If you're thinking that, hey, that your defense isn't going to get the stop, maybe you just go for two.
Because you're Cody at 9-3, you're probably in the playoffs already.
Not even that. Your defense is going to stop Lamar. So, you know, if they get the ball first and they get score a touchdown, you don't get any chances. You know, that's not, you know, if they score, you still get a chance. It's only if they kick a field goal, they do nothing. So if you think that Lamar Jackson is going to come down and score on you like he's done pretty much the whole game since he changed those cleats, then maybe you do go for two and just say, let's go for the win. Because if we lose, we're 9-4. We're still in the playoffs anyway. If we win, then that's game over. We don't have to worry about stopping this guy.
I just want to see, do you think he's going to be able to go down the field here? And now he's got another first down, this one to Kareem Hunt again, and they're going to be at around the 22-yard line of the Ravens. So they're in business. And the clock's running with a minute 20 left and counting. They got a first down, three timeouts. I mean, at what point are you going to use the timeout here to like calm everybody down? After this play, at some point you got to call a timeout. Now another strike and first down. He's going to get in the end zone. Hunt, touchdown.
Wow.
Unbelievable. This guy's had a huge game. Unbelievable. He caught a floater bomb down the left sideline and then ran one in from 5 yards. Now a 22-yard TD catch. Now the question is, does he go for the win? Do they have a what play in their bag to go for two?
If you're Stefanski, what would you do?
I'd go for the win because, like you said, they're already a playoff team. And I wouldn't give Lamar Jackson the ball back. Guy will roast your ass. You got him right where you want him. That's a touchdown. He hit the pylon. That's automatic. The ball was over the line before he went out of bounds. That's automatic touchdown. No questions asked. See that? Boom. Ball over the line before his body ever hit the ground. So that's a done deal. Now, I think they're kicking the extra point. They're not going to go for it. They're going to kick it with the guy that already missed one tonight. Oh, if he misses another one, they'll cut him. These extra points have become such a nightmare. These 33-yard extra points have become such a problem. Disastrous. They've already had him miss one tonight. I don't trust this guy as far as I could spit. You got to admit, though, that was a hell of a drive by Mayfield. I mean, to get the ball back with a minute 52 left, and he went down there, and they scored in a hurry. The great pass to Peoples-Jones, I thought, was the big play. Got him up near the 40, and then from there they went to the inside Baltimore into the 47, and then they got down to, like, the 30, then the 22, and then they got in on the Hunt play. But that's incredible. Kareem Hunt, big game tonight for the Browns.
Where they used, what, less than a minute and didn't even use any of their timeouts?
Right, no timeouts used, but I'll tell you what, they're reviewing it. There's no questions asked. You saw it. That's a touchdown. There's not even a question. All they're doing now is letting everybody rest because that's a touchdown. He was never he went out. He got tackled and everything, but his body was still in the air when he hit the pylon. The ball was already over the line. It's a touchdown. There's no questions asked. So I don't know what they're
doing. That's definitely a touchdown.
That's automatic touchdown. That's a done deal. And now Parkey has more time to think about it. He's over there standing on the field. If I were him, I'd be out there sidewinding. My God. You think he'll make it or not?
No, this is the NFL. So, of course, a great game is going to be ruined by a kicker. He's going to miss.
You think he's going to miss? Of course, they ruled it a touchdown, which you knew it would. Play stands. So now it comes down to Parkey. He's already missed one. I don't trust this guy. After what I saw yesterday with Bailey and what I've seen tonight already, you said they blocked him and they've done everything. They blocked Tucker. He's missed an extra point, Parkey. Let's see if he makes it here. This is what it's all about. 42-41 with a minute left. If he misses, I will, honestly, I'll jump out a window. I mean, what are you going to do? They were getting three, though. So I got, if they lose, I'm all right with that. I still had the three. And all you got to do is kick it through, bro. Don't screw this up. He made it. There you go. Oh. Overtime. But you know what? There's still a minute four left for Lamar Jackson. That's the problem. They gave that guy a minute, and all he needs to do is get down to the 40 for Tucker. Same thing as McSorley. But the last time McSorley got sacked on third and whatever, and then he got trapped at the 45, and then Lamar came in and made a pass to Brown for the touchdown. I mean, they just can't stop Lamar Jackson. That's the problem. Even with his leg cramps, he's killing him. He's absolutely killing him. So I don't even know what they should do. I mean, I don't know how they stop them. They got three timeouts. That's not going to do them any good. I'd save those. Well, first of all, there's not going to be any. I don't think the Browns get the ball back, not with a minute left. So this is going to come down to Lamar Jackson either getting it done or not, or the Browns stopping him, one or the other, obviously. But they're not getting the ball back. There's not enough time. So I don't know what good those timeouts are unless you're going to freeze Tucker. But I don't think Tucker's fazed by freeze timeouts. He's still like, is he not still the best kicker in the NFL, Tucker? I mean, overall, is he not the most deadly accurate kicker? He really is. I mean, I don't know anyone that's better. Who's better than
The most accurate kicker in the history of the NFL, too? Not even just, you know, alive now. Isn't he the best ever, like, accuracy-wise?
Yeah, but I think Gano's been kicking very effectively the last couple of years. He just got a new deal. He can kick, but, I mean, who's, like, legitimately – the guy Butker is really good, right? Like, the Steelers, Boswell, he was great last year. This year he's been average, and he's been injured. Now here they are with the ball. I mean, it's unbelievable. So tonight he's 7 of 12 for 125 yards and a TD. He's barely thrown the ball, but he's thrown a perfect strike touchdown to give him the lead. And here they are again, moving the ball. They're already at the 40, and it's 50 seconds left. And all they need to do is get to the 40, in my opinion, to win the game. And that's all he's got to do. He could run for one right now, and then they'd be in business. But now he throws one over to the 50. They're at the 46. They're in business right now. They're going to win this game. It's unbelievable. The Browns are going to let this guy beat them. Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This is the Winning Edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So Tucker nailed it, a 55-yard game-winning field goal with 2 seconds left. This game's over, 45-42. Browns lose, and the Ravens move into a tie with the Dolphins for the last wild card at 8-5, and it was written all over it. I mean, the whole time they moved down the field before I went to break, I kept telling you that this guy can kick from 55, 60, 65 yards, and he's money. That ball would have easily gone 62, 63 yards, and he made it inside the left upright, and they win the game. He's money. They got the best kicker in the NFL. Every time he goes out there, he's money. So the Browns, after all their magnificent play tonight, their defense sucks. So that's all you need to know, that when you play the Browns in the playoffs, that they just can't stop anybody. I mean, even with Myles Garrett, they just can't stop anybody. Isn't that about right? I mean, that's exactly what I just saw. This game's over. There's 2 seconds left. They're kicking off. It's over. The game's over. You might as well just lay on the ball. It's over. So 45-42 will be your final. And Lamar Jackson got it done. And the guy can't even throw a pass. And what does he do? He throws a beautiful bomb 44-yard floater to Brown to win the game. And then he throws like three passes. With a minute left, they get the ball, and he just threw like three little dink passes, and they got in position for Tucker, which was the game plan all along, and they pulled it off, and Jackson got it done, and they win. Unbelievable that the number was 3. Baltimore favored on the road in Cleveland by 3, and they win by 3, 45-42. That's unbelievable to me. I guess it's not unbelievable. Go figure is what it is. It's go figureville. The guy came in from the locker room when McSorley got injured because he had leg cramps. He was not going to play again. The guy walks on the field like Willis Reed for the Knicks in the NBA Finals, and he throws a bomb to Brown to win the game. That's just unbelievable to me. Here's some crappy lateral play they got going, and that's just not going to work. It's a disaster. They're throwing it all over the place. They're at their own 10 right now, and there's no one to get the ball back. I mean, they literally, now they throw it across the field, and the guy gets raked. Ball's still open. They're still running. They still haven't stopped him. Now they're dead. He can't throw the ball. He's at his own one-yard line now. He's got to go 100 yards. Get rid of the ball, dude. Here's a plan for you. He throws it into the end zone. Now it's over. Landry got raked in the back of the end zone. Game over. I mean, I have seen it all now. I have seen it all. The Browns, they can't get out of their own way. Oh my God. The Cleveland Browns. That's what that literally, and I will say that Stefanski's doing a great job in Cleveland. And they are good. They're 9-4. There's no doubt that they can play better than they have in years. They look tougher than they have in years. But at the end of the day, they're still the Cleveland Browns. I mean, it is unbelievable how they blew that game, how they lost. You know what I mean? To fight all the way back and to get in that game, to take the lead and then to immediately give it back up and then to go down and tie it and send it to 42s and then to give them the ball back with a minute left and they go down and beat you on a 55-yard field goal by Tucker. I mean, that is the epitome of the Cleveland Browns. That's just all there is to it. I have seen it all, man. I don't even know what to say. I really don't. I don't even know what to say after that. I can't even believe what I just watched. Go figure. How do you like that as a better gagging on that? If you bet on the Browns, everybody I know was like, I think on Coast to Coast today, we were all like on the Browns. Anyway, that's crazy. I thought Mayfield played really well. I thought he threw the ball great all night. Again, like last week against the Titans, he threw the ball great tonight. I mean, I don't know what it was in terms of numbers. I'll look at it right now, but they win the game. Let's just see. I want to see what the what his numbers ended up being. He threw for 341 yards, two TDs, 7.4 average. He was 27 of 46 for 341 and one pick, two TDs. Meanwhile, Jackson was 163 for a 9.6 yard average and the TD to Brown. He was sacked four times, 11 of 17. He threw the ball 17 times. Mayfield threw it 46 times. He ran it nine times, Jackson, for 124 yards and two touchdowns. Dobbins had a touchdown. Edwards had two touchdowns. Brown the bomb, the 44-yard bomb, and that's it. And then for Cleveland, it's pretty much Mayfield all night. Chubb had two touchdowns. Hunt had a touchdown. Mayfield ran one in from 5 yards out for a touchdown. Hunt caught a touchdown. So Hunt ran one in, and then he caught one for a touchdown at the pylon there at the end of the game to get him within one. So I thought he played fantastic. Higgins also had a touchdown catch. I thought Peoples Jones had a decent game, some big catches, three of them though, 74 yards. The longest one, that 37 yarder on the tying drive. Oh, so they called it a safety at the end of the game. So it's not even a push. They counted the safety and it's 47-42 final, obviously. So not only did they not push, they lost the bet altogether. Oh God, what a bad beat. Oh, I've seen no. It all now.
They called you get the, burned on, oh my God, what a way to lose.
They called the safety. The Landry got tackled in the end zone with no time left, and they called it a safety and it counted 2 points, 47-42. So if you had the push, you were good. Now you have nothing but a loss.
Cleveland just screwed everybody that bet on them. How do you do? That's worse than the Peterson going for two to cover that, you know, the backdoor six. On Monday night, was the last week and they played that game. I mean, that's worse than that. With that safety, that there's no way you're winning it. You're just gonna push it because there's no way they're gonna score. And instead they go backwards and give up points. That's ridiculous.
Oh, and they went backwards literally from the 25-yard line to the end zone. How bad was that lateral play? It was so bad. That is a bad beat. Now that's awful, as bad as it gets.
You're sitting there like, oh man, I'm not going to win this, but at least I'm not going to lose my money. And then you watch that unfold and everything you had on that game goes out the window.
Oh, my God. I just noticed it, too. I looked up, and I was looking at the stats, and I went, oh, holy Shaq, it was 47-42. It was not 45-42 because there were 2 seconds left, and the lateral play ended up costing them. They get a safety on the horrible lateral play and cost bettors everywhere all kinds of money. Oh, my God. I want to puke. I really do. I want to puke. I can't even watch the post game. I'm going to get sick to my stomach. Unbelievable. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. Can you even believe that that just happened? Because I'm sitting there thinking they lost 45-42, and then I look, and sure enough, the Landry play, the time expired. And it didn't matter because he had the ball in his hands in the end zone and got tackled. That's how the game ended. Oh, my God. I've seen it all now. I mean, are you kidding me? You have got to be absolutely kidding me. So that Jazz final was 111-92 over the Suns. The Grizzlies, 123-104 over the T-Wolves. Mavericks, 128-112 over the Bucks. I want to see, I told you what Doncic had in that game. I didn't tell you what Giannis had, 24 in the game. He was 11 of 20 with 14 boards. 24 and 14, the double-double. Raptors 112-109 over the Hornets. They're going to be playing their games in Tampa this year. Van Vliet had 23 for the Raptors. Pacers lose to the Cavs 116-106. That game was in Cleveland. Dante Exum had 23 for Cleveland. And then in that Pelicans win, I told you, Zion led everybody with 26. He led all scorers with 26. Oh, my God. I'm going to get sick over that safety. And you lose the push. That's unbelievable to me. It really is. LSU beat Sam Houston State tonight. 88-66. Youngstown State played West Virginia Tech. I didn't even know that was a school. 80-66. No offense to anyone. Central Michigan 91-39 over St. Francis of Illinois. Good scheduling there. Rutgers beat Maryland by 14. Morehead over Eastern Kentucky by 13. William and Mary by 1 over GW in overtime. Colorado State 91-52 over Northern Arizona. Ole Miss 68-54 over Central Arkansas. They covered the big number, Central Arc. Austin Peay 82-68 over McKendree. Is that a school? Marquette covered. They beat Creighton outright tonight, 89-84. I had them with that 7.5. Nevada, I had, is my number one play. They beat San Diego 79-72. Colorado blew out Northern Colorado 81-45. So there you go. I think that's primarily, unless I'm mistaken, all of the college basketball tonight of any significance. Everything else was canceled, including Pepperdine UNLV, the Idaho Gonzaga game, St. John's Butler. DePaul and Nova was canceled. It was just one thing after the next being canceled. Now, just so you know, tomorrow, Clemson and Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech and Florida State are playing. I think those are basically two of the best games. Minnesota and Illinois, Appalachian State and Tennessee play. Texas Southern plays at Auburn. Wichita State at Tulsa. And then everything else is pretty much Loyola's playing Wisconsin in Madtown. That's not bad. And then, you know, they canceled that Seton Hall Xavier game. So that's over. Long Beach and UCLA will go at it. Kansas State and Iowa State are playing. But remember, Kansas State sucks. Remember, they lost to Fort Hays State. Then their very next game, they barely won that game. I don't know if you knew that or not. They lost to Fort Hays State, and then they beat Milwaukee by 76-75. Now they're going to Ames to take on Iowa State. Iowa State's laying 8.5. I don't know. Don't trust that Kansas State team. They've been kind of a disaster. Eastern Washington and St. Mary's tomorrow night as well. They also canceled that UCF Houston game. I mean, they're just canceling games left and right. Santa Clara and Boise canceled. Baylor had a game. They're still number two in the land. They were playing at Tarleton, canceled. COVID canceling everything. Little Rock had a game against Texarkana, canceled. St. Francis and Fairleigh Dickinson canceled. By the way, we're going to have a foot of snow here in New York City Wednesday. We're expecting this gigantic blizzard. That's going to suck. Congrats to all the first responders that got vaccines today all over the country. The first shots went out. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV. And Sports Rage is next. Great job, Mafia. Oh, we do have another one, right? We still got to come back. I screw that up just on a nightly basis now. I don't even know what time it is. So, yeah, I was looking in the church. I had not noticed the safety. I saw the safety. I just didn't think of it at the time. I was just tripping. I was, like, watching this lateral play, and all I could think of was, like, watching the crazy Western Michigan game the other day with Ball State and then thinking, this is the worst lateral play I've seen in a long time. It's disastrous. They're going backwards. They're going backwards. They're going backwards. And then Landry, all I saw him was get hit in the end zone. I didn't think of it. And then the two-point tack on for the 47-42 and the beat, everyone lost their money that had Cleveland. They would have pushed. Instead, they go to bed, soiled, absolutely soiled. On top of that, I've lost track of time. I don't know what time it is. I don't know what second it is. I don't know what day it is. I know that we're getting a blizzard here. Mafia is very excited about it. 10 days before Christmas, whatever it is, we're going to get hammered on Wednesday with like a foot and a half of snow, and it's just going to absolutely suck. I don't care where you live, what you do, what you want, what kind of sunshine you're after. But when you live in a place where it snows a foot and a half of snow, your life sucks. I don't care.
Especially when your snowblower has worked in a year and a half.
I mean, it's just nothing is good about a foot and a half of snow unless you live in Colorado and you're going deep tree skiing at Steamboat or in the Powder. Whether it's Breckenridge or wherever, unless you're skiing at Vail or Aspen or one of those kick-ass places, unless you're skiing, snow sucks. It really does. So I'm going to be blow-drying the, whatever you call it,
the driveway. Kids don't get snow days now. Now with all this virtual stuff, they're just going to be doing school anyway.
Yeah, there's no going anywhere to begin with. You're not going anywhere. We haven't been going anywhere. Now you're stuck going nowhere. It's just the worst. I do have a kick-ass snowblower, though. Hopefully it'll turn on and I'll just absolutely destroy my driveway. I'm good to go. I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast. Peace.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.